Welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problem that a miracle from God can't solve. Greetings, beloved. This is Sister Judith, and I praise the Lord that we're able to be together again. And I'm excited to share the message the Lord has placed on my heart for this week. But before I do, I'm always concerned about the spiritual, physical, emotional condition of those who are listening. I know that we are living in very difficult times and we need one another. We need to pray for one another. The Word of God tells us to bear one another's burdens and so fulfill the law of Christ. And so as I pray for you, some of you I've never met, but nonetheless, if you have accepted and believe in Jesus Christ as the only Savior, if He dwells in your heart by the Holy Spirit, we are brothers and sisters in Christ. We are part of God's great, wonderful spiritual family. So whatever your needs may be, let's go boldly now before the throne of grace that we might find that grace, that help that we need in the time of duress, in the time of stress, in the time of lack, in the time of crisis. God is an ever-present help. We will not fear, though the earth be removed and though the mountains be carried into the midst of the sea. Amen. Father, we thank You, Lord, in these perilous times in which we are living. Father, we thank You that as far as the world concerns, it looks like everything is going out of control. There is chaos and destruction and turmoil among the nations. But Father, in the hearts of Your people, Lord, we thank You that Your peace can reign supreme. And Father, right now, I speak peace to the heart of every listener. Lord, You said in Your word that Thou will keep him in perfect peace, whose mind is stayed upon Thee. And Father, we choose by an act of our will to keep our mind stayed upon You, regardless of what may be going on around us. Father, we are covered by the blood of Jesus. The very shield of faith deflects, prevents the arrows, the darts of the enemy from hitting our heart, our inner man. And Father, we thank You that Jesus has gotten the victory for us. This is the victory, Lord, that overcomes the world, even our faith. And our faith is solid in You. It is, we trust You, Lord, with all that we are. And so, Father, right now, I pray for those who are going through special difficulties and battles right now. Father, we know that our warfare is not against flesh and blood, but against the principalities and powers and the rulers of the darkness of this world. And You've given us power and authority. We can tread on serpents and scorpions. So, Father, right now, in the power and in the mighty, matchless name of Jesus Christ, He who is Lord, I take authority over every work of darkness. I take authority over the attacks of the devil. I take authority over the strategies of the adversary, and I speak Your peace. Father, I speak Your intervention in their lives. I thank You, Lord, for the anointing now to destroy every yoke. I rebuke that oppression in the name of Jesus, and I release, Father, the very presence of the Lord, the very anointing of God to destroy that yoke of oppression. And Father, I thank You that You will clothe Your beloved with garments of praise. You've given the garment of righteousness. And Father, You've not given us a spirit of heaviness, but garments of praise. And so, Father, we praise You right now as our hearts are joined in prayer that You are lifting every burden. We cast our cares upon You, Lord, because You care for us. Thank You, Lord, for ministering through the Word of God. Thank You for having Your way through the broadcast this week. Thank You, Lord, for touching our hearts and making us so aware that the Holy Spirit is so close to us. Lord, You promised You would never leave us nor forsake us. And the Spirit of Christ, which dwells within us, the very Holy Spirit, is here as our comforter, as our guide, as our counselor. And Father, we need lack for any good thing. You said no good thing with you will hold from him who walks uprightly before you. So we claim that, Lord. You are our sun. You are our shield. You will give grace and glory. We honor and praise you in the mighty name of Jesus. Amen and amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. Well, beloved, as I was seeking the Lord for what is an important subject that we need to be sharing this week, and I've worked on a message which I've entitled Filled with New Wine. And we're going to begin by looking at the wedding at Cana, which is recorded in the second chapter of John, verses 1 through 11. And I'll be sharing that in case you don't have your Bibles. But we want to, for those of you who know the Word of God, that this was recorded as the very first of the miracles that Jesus did, as John describes the seven creative miracles that the Lord did while he walked on the face of this earth. And as we understand historically that Jewish weddings were very festive. Much planning was involved. It was a time of great celebration. The families took great pains for all the details, just as we do today, an important wedding, a son or a daughter. It's a time of great rejoicing, and so there's great pains for aesthetics, for the small details. Dress was important. And of course, there was a guest list, and there was expectation of overflowing, abundant food and wine. It was a very lavish celebration. It lasted for a week, from a party from morning to night. And of course, in that culture, if these standards were not met, it was a source of discomfort and great shame. And so we understand that Jesus came as a guest. And he may have arrived a little late. We know his mother was there, and because he came from Bethabara with some of his disciples. So now let's just ask the Lord to open our hearts as we share from the Gospel of John, the second chapter, verses 1 through 11. And I will read that for you. This is the King James Version. And the third day there was a marriage in Cana of Galilee, and the mother of Jesus was there. And both Jesus was called and his disciples to the marriage. And when they wanted wine, the mother of Jesus saith unto him, They have no wine. Jesus saith unto her, Woman, what have I to do with thee? Mine hour is not yet come. His mother saith unto the servants, Whatsoever he saith unto you, do it. And there were set there 6 water pots of stone, after the manner of the purifying of the Jews, containing 2 or 3 firkins apiece. Jesus saith unto them, Fill the water pots with water. And they filled them up to the brim. And he saith unto them, Draw out now, and bear unto the governor of the feast. And they bear it. When the ruler of the feast had tasted the water that was made wine, and knew not whence it was, but the servants which drew the water knew, the governor of the feast called the bridegroom, and saith unto him, Every man at the beginning doth set forth good wine, and when men have well drunk, then that which is worse, but thou hast kept the good wine until now. And the final verse, verse 11, this beginning of miracles, or the first of his miracles, did Jesus in Cana of Galilee, and manifested forth his glory, and his disciples believed on him. Praise God. John records that this was the first miracle. And as we think about this, I want to suggest something to you. Jesus quoted from Isaiah 61 when he stood up in the synagogue. And in Luke, that fourth chapter, verse 18, where it's recorded, it said he came to preach the gospel to the poor, deliverance to the captives, to heal the brokenhearted, to open the eyes of the blind, to proclaim the acceptable year of the Lord. And the Holy Spirit, we know when Jesus was baptized in Jordan, the Holy Spirit came physically upon him as a dove. John the Baptist declared and testified of it. And yet, I would suggest to you that this was very unusual. When you look at all the works that Jesus did, all the good works, think about it. There was no miraculous healings at this wedding. There were no demons cast out. The dead were not raised. The brokenhearted were not healed. It was really interesting that, and again, I'm just suggesting to you, this is very interesting that Jesus listened to his father. His mother, of course, made the suggestion, but he performed this first miracle at a wedding, and it served no purpose in terms of the mission that Isaiah in Isaiah 61 actually declared, which he was quoting in the synagogue as recorded in the fourth chapter of Luke. And so I'd like to ask you, why did he do it? Was it social pressure? Well, if you know Jesus, that's not likely. Was it because he was being a good Jewish boy? He obeyed his mama? Well, no, I don't think so. Was he responding to Mary's faith? Well, that certainly could be in operation, because she said, whatsoever he saith unto you, do it. Oh, that we could be like that. Literally, he said, he wasn't being disrespectful. He was saying, what to me and to thee? Well, I am just beginning to get into this message, and I trust we're going to be blessed together as we share the presence of the Lord these next several days. But my time is coming to a conclusion, and I must bring this broadcast to a close, but not on as I always do. I always allow a few moments to give you an invitation if you have prayer needs, because this is a ministry of prayer as well as correspondence that has been in existence for, well, now over 50 years. And so I invite you to write. Our announcer will give you the contact information. Feel free to email or to drop a note, and I will personally pray for you and send back whatever God has to bless and encourage your heart. I love you. Thank you for joining me. UCM Partners, God bless you for your faithfulness. Until tomorrow, this is Sister Glass saying, may God's best forever be yours, is my prayer.
You're listening to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast. Thank you for joining us. You're invited to write Sister Glass at P.O. Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. That's Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. You're also invited to visit our website, unveiledchrist.org. You can learn more about Unveiled Christ there, as well as email Sister Glass. Again, that's unveiledchrist.org. And please remember as you write that your prayers for this ministry are greatly valued, and your tax-deductible gifts of support enable us to keep this radio program on the air. Thank you for joining us today. Until next time, God bless. Oh.